When we first spoke in mid-April, Maria José Dueñas began weeping within seconds. Her parents' hometown, Santo Domingo de la Calzada, had the worst death rate from coronavirus in Spain, she told me on the phone. I'm so scared, she said. Dueñas told stories of police clambering through windows to rescue the dying, who were too weak to open their doors. Regional politicians, meanwhile, refused to give town-by-town figures for the dead, stoking anxiety and encouraging conspiracy theories. Santo Domingo's lockdown residents, she claimed, were being deliberately kept in the dark as the virus silently stalked the town. Dueñas does not live in Santo Domingo, a town of 6,300 people set among patchwork fields of cereal crops in the northern Spanish region of La Rioja. She was born there, but now lives 28 miles away in Logroño, the capital of this wealthy region, best known for the rich red wines that bear its name. Her angry, sometimes wildly conspiratorial outbursts on local Facebook groups, some of which have been deleted against her will, mean not all her old neighbors will welcome her back. If COVID-19 increases tensions among neighbors in big cities, it can produce poisonous outbreaks of mistrust in small, more insular places like Santo Domingo. By the time Dueñas and I spoke again 2 weeks later, the abbot from the town's small cathedral had lodged a complaint against her for defamation. She had claimed the church was covering up the role it had played in spreading the virus. Even members of her own family were livid at the way she had aired Santo Domingo's sorry status as one of Spain's worst COVID-19 disaster zones. Dueñas suggested I call Jorge Sanchez, a former town councillor and a well-known local figure, to get a sense of the scale of the disaster. On the 9th of March, he had met a couple of friends, Enrique Ortega and Aldo Muga, at Muga's bar. They had chatted about Ortega's upcoming 51st birthday. Now I am the only one left alive, Sanchez told me. All three caught the disease, and the other two men both died at the hospital in Logroño on the 21st of March.